can it possibly be that myself and Paul Omani are on the same wavelength? Over the past couple of days, Nick Holloway, NickHollowayVox.com, has been doing a hangout every couple of hours, 10-minute hangout, and which has been great for me, and I know others have joined in, which must be great for Nick. And Paul made a reference to, in Ireland, the Angelus at 12 o'clock. And that's why I think me and Paul were on the same wavelength at the same time, because I was, believe it or not, about to make a reference to that as well, because I've been to Ireland two or three times now, and the first year we went for 2 weeks, we would go into a restaurant or a bar, and then noticed at 12 o'clock everything stopped and the Angelus would come on. Now, to Catholic Christians, the Angelus is a beautiful thing. It does not exist here in Scotland. It died away a long, long time ago. In fact, I don't even know if they ever did do the Angelus on a regular basis. And it's such a lovely thing to occur midday in our busy lives. And we noticed that all of a sudden, calm music would be switched off. And if you were in a bar or restaurant, or a bar restaurant, and then the Angelus would come in, and you had 2 or 3 minutes of tranquility while the Angelus was sung, basically, if I remember correctly. And for us, it was a great thing. Being Catholic Christians, it was a great thing. But I actually remember speaking to a barman in one of the places and said, does everybody want to appreciate this, even though they're not Catholic? And he says, you know, the funny thing is, everyone does. He says, Catholic or non-Catholic, when it happens, he says, people just respect where they are. They're in Ireland, a Catholic community, Catholic country. And they just, as you would go to any other country, they just respect it. And then they would ask, he says, they would come over and say, what was that all about? What was that? Tell us, what was that? And he'd explain what it was all about, and they would be enthralled. Okay, that was the Angelus. And the reason I thought about it was, what Nick Holloway Vox is doing, and particularly for me, because I know when Nick is going to be hanging out, but I can't be there all the time. I try to be there, but I can't always be there. And I want to be there. That's the strange thing. I want to be there at 7, 9, 11, 1, you name it, all the hours. I want to be there. I want to sit with Nick. I want to relax. I want to take time out from the day. And that is 10 minutes of every 2 hours. And my thought on the Angelus was in conjunction with other things. If you take the Muslim community, and they have regular prayer intervals throughout the day. Now, I have friends who are Muslims in the community. Of course, most of them are shop owners. But they're shop owners for a reason. It's not just the obvious reason. It's because they're independent, and if they need to go and say prayers at certain times a day, then they're not working for a company that says you can't do that. So they end up working for themselves, where there's no restrictions on when they pray. And so, as I thought of the Angelus, I also thought of the Muslim community. And then I thought, what is Nick Holloway doing? Nick Holloway is giving me, and others if they want, an opportunity to switch off from the day and go back in time to when people did take time off. I remember when I was being reared, my wife in particular, because she was a very, very strong Catholic family. Mine was moderately strong. And every week there would be benediction, There'd be Stations of the Cross. There were so many holidays of obligation, and you just accepted it. That was your life. And there'd be times when you would stop and pray, and that's all gone. And I've often spoken to my wife about this. Wouldn't it be great if someone could turn back the clock and say, look, I'm going to start up a group where we're going to start switching off at certain times of the day. You don't need to come here. Just be at your home. Be where you are. If you can, switch off and join in, even if it's just in thought. Even if you can't participate as such in speech or silence, but just be there and just do it. And Nick Holloway Vox is now providing that. If you want it, I want it. I love it. I think it's great. So, we don't have the Angelus, but we have the next best thing. As far as I'm concerned, we have Nick Holloway Vox. And out of all the buzz and razzmatazz and buzz of modern life, along comes a guy who I personally love hanging out with, no matter what he does, because he's just so laid back. I wish I could be laid back. I really wish I could be even 10% as laid back as Nick Holloway Vox. And he's now providing for me something that is great. And here I am at 3 minutes past one, and because I'm talking, I've completely forgotten. I've been at a funeral this morning, so I've only been back half an hour. But I've completely forgotten that I could have been with him at 1 o'clock. So how ironic is me telling you all about this when I completely forgot about the time. It'll take time for me to get into the rhythm of Nick's hangouts. But I can assure you, if Nick continues this, I'll be there. Even if I'm not there in front of him, I'll be there in thoughts. Because what he's doing, what he's doing for me, and I assume what he's doing for others, is something that a lot of us need to do. Switch off just now and again, 10 minutes every couple of hours. Even if you can do it 10 minutes every 4 hours or 6 hours, doesn't matter. It's 10 minutes more than what we normally do, or I know I normally do, of switching off for a short period of time. So, to me, Nick, and obviously to Paul, and as I assume to others, although the hinge list doesn't mean end to them, but for us, it's a reincarnation, a rebirth of the Angelus here in this country. In a form, which is different, but in a form. I'll leave you with birdsong and the sun, though you can't hear the sun.